Do tog sen će 9. maja, spalo 19 dana teleskaitame Mahabharata versta Krishna Dharmas Prabhu, pirmą dalį, 10. skyrių. Skyrius yra labai įdomus, vadinasi Draupadė Svajambara. Svajambara yra sanskrito žodis, kuris nurodo į vestuvių tipą, kada, tiksliau, jaunikio išsirinkimą, jaunikio išsirinkimo ceremonija iš daugelio jaunikių, kada į princesės ranką pretenduodavo daugiau negu vienas jaunikis, būdavo surešamos tam tikrus užduotis, kurias geriausiai vykdęs jaunikis gaudavo princesės ranką. Arba tai būdavo, kiek man žinoma, iš skaitimų vidinės literatūros, kada išsirikiuodavo visi jaunikiai ir pati prieidavo princesė, eidavo pro visus ir kuris jai atliepdavo širdį, tam jinai uždėdavo droviai girlendą, taip nurodydama, kad jinai pasirenka šitą princą ir pasiruošusi ištikėtų žio. Taigi skaitysim, kaip Pandavai laimi Draupadės ranką. Tiksliau, čia Arjuna laimės. After a few days journey, the forest paths brought the Pandavas and Dhaumya onto the road leading to Panchala. As they made their way along that broad stone highway, they met a group of Brahmins Įdomi detalė. Broad stone highway. Greitkelis. Platus. Padarytas iš akmenų. Iškia buvo greitkeliu ir buvo platus keliai. The Brahmins asked, who are you and where are you going? Yudhishthira replied that they were 5 brahmacharis, celibate students, who had come from Mecha Chakra along with their teacher. The Brahmins then exhorted the brothers to attend Draupadi's Svayamvara. Accompany us, we are going straight there. The magnanimous King Draupada will be distributing vast wealth to the Brahmins on his divine daughter's behalf. Šil Brahmanus buvo labai labai dažnas iškinys Brahmanų šilpimas ir visom didžiosiomis švenčių progomis visą laiką Brahmanai būdavo apdovanojami. Again, the Pandavas heard of the extraordinary birth and beauty of Draupadi, as well as details of her impending Svayamvara. All of Kampilya would be celebrating. There would be actors, singers, dancers, and expert reciters of the ancient Vedic histories. Powerful wrestlers would compete, and athletes would give wonderful displays. Kaip būtų fainai pabūta mieste, ojojojojoj, bent jau kokiu nors šlavėjų. Bent jau žemiausių iškastų, pamatytą kultūrą, tu žmonės prim daršanus. Atletai, reiškia, buvo atletai, kažkai gimnastai, ne? Wonderful displays, ką jie rodė, neaišku. Buvo, reiškia, kovotojai, kurie vienas kitu veržiasi, wrestlers. Visa šitas varžybos ir kovos, aktoriai, dainininkai, visi tai turėjo sukurti šventišką nuotaiką. Food and drink of the best quality would be served in abundance. And at the end of celebration, Draupadi would then select a husband from among the kings and princes who had been assembling from all parts of the world. The Brahmins told the Pandavas that they had heard that Draupada had sent a most difficult task for the man who would win his daughter's hand. Matai, o čia išrinktajam duosiasi egzaminą. Pavyzdžiui, Ramos atvykai Rama kai Sita turėjo išsirinkti ramą, turėjo visi pakelti, kas turėjo. Pirma buvo egzaminas, o po to buvo princesė atiduodama. Reiškia, tie turėjo pakelti Šyvos lanką. Vienintelis ramą pakėlė jį ir įtempė. Ne tik pakelti, bet ir įtempti. Ir tik tada jam atiteko Sita. O čia atvirkščiai. Pirma Draupadi išsirinks jaunikį, o po to jam bus duodamas egzaminas. The kings who were coming to compete would also be distributing much charity to the Brahmins in hopes of invoking auspiciousness for themselves and obtaining victory at the Svayamvarama. Reiškia, brahmanai buvo naudojami ir materialiam dalykam. Duosim brahmanam dovanų ir pasiseks Svayamvaram. Gausim gerą žmoną. Nu, iš tikrųjų, brahmanai labai gerai gyveno, kaip tave pasižiūrėti galima. Tai pas mūsų ubagynas, visi intelektualai nuskriausti, aišku, ir savybių dvasinių daug neturi dažniausiai, bet vis tiek intelektualai, kokie jie bebūtų, turėtų būti gerbiami. Nebent jau jie būtų demonai, bet brahmanos atstovauja pas mus šiais laikais, tai mokslininkai, mokytojai, dėstytojai, filosofai. Mokslo žmonės ir faktiškai nuo jų priklauso visa civilizacijos pažanga. Visa civilizacijos pažanga dabar judant ant šitų sukasiant mokslinių išradimų, dėl to išradimus išranda brahmanai dažniausiai. O daugiausia dabar dėmesio duodama šūdrų veiklai, tai yra aktoriams. Aktoriams faktiškai daugiausia dėmesio gauna aktoriai, tai yra. Aktoriai priklauso šūdrų klasei. Vedinis laikais. The Brahmins laughed as they spoke. They pointed to the simple cloth the Pandavas were wearing. It seems you boys could use some new cloth. Follow us. Having received all that you require, you may return with us or go wherever you will. Inviting the five brothers to travel with them, the Brahmins continued. Who knows? The princess may even select one of you boys. All as handsome as the celestials. They pointed to Bhima. This godlike youth has a body like a thunderbolt. Surely he will win much wealth if he enters the wrestling competitions. Yudhishthira smiled. We shall all accompany you to Kampilya. Pray lead the way. The party proceeded. They traveled by day and at night stopped in roadside woods or on lake shores. With their gentle speech and amiable behavior, the Pandavas endeared themselves to whomever they met, but no one recognized them. Man, Pandavai buvo tiek dorybingi, tiek daug dorybės turėjo, kad visiems krisdavo į akį dėl savo veiksmų ir kalbos švelnios. As they reached the outskirts of the city, they came to a small village. Walking from house to find accommodations, they were soon admitted by a potter and his family. The brothers settled there and lived by begging, just as they had done in Ekachakra. They learned from the villagers that the Svayamvara was to take place in a few days. The king had set a stiff test for winning Draupadi. A small target had been placed on top of a tall pole. Beneath it was secundariamente. Mes pasijuto, kad kompiuteris dega. Tai jau atsiprašau. They learned from the villagers that the Svayamvara was to take place in a few days. The king had set a stiff test for winning Draupadi. A small target had been placed on top of a tall pole. Beneath it was a rotating plate with one small hole in it. An arrow had to be shot through that hole at the moment it was aligned with the target. The king had also determined that a particular bow should be used. one which an ordinary man could barely lift. Only an extraordinary warrior would be able to pass the test and win the divine Draupadi's hand. Nu va, reiškia, ant stulpo pakabinta besisukanti lėkšta su pradurta skile ir reikėjo į ją pataikyti. Ir kaip išaiškės, net nežiūrint į tą lėkštą. Arjuna was in lime and he prayed to Krishna that he might have a chance to try for the princess. From Vyasadeva's words, it seemed that she was destined to be the wife of one of them, and by such a union, the brothers would gain the friendship and alliance of the powerful Draupada. That would probably prove useful in the future. Arjuna eagerly awaited this Svayamvara. Draupada had made a lavish preparations for the ceremony. A huge stadium had been constructed. Sekundėlę, aš uždarysiu langą. Draupada had made lavish preparations for the ceremony. A huge stadium had been constructed. In its massive sandstone walls were 100 gates. Oho! Each one inlaid with gold and precious gems. O, jėtas, kaip galime suvaizduoti, kokie turtai. Each gate was wide enough to admit crowds of passing through. Tai bus 100 vartų, tai koks ten turėjo stadionas būti. Within the stadium were gently sloping terraces made of coral and lapis lazuli. Čia kažkoks tai pavadinimas akmens. Jeigu terasas iš koralų ir kitų akmenų daromos, nu tai ką ten. At the front of these terraces were hundreds of jewel encrusted thrones, ranged for the many monarchs in attendance. All around the stadium, the king had built white mansions for their residents. Sunku patikėti. Dėl tų monarchų jis pastatė pilies. The buildings were many storied and looked like the cloud-kissing peaks of Mount Kailasa. The windows of these mansions were covered with gold lattices, and the walls studded with diamonds and emeralds. Costly rugs were spread on their marble floors. Sunku net ir įsivaizduot, kaip taip gali. Tai padaryt. Pilis monarcham pastatytos, kurie turėjo gauti varžytis dėl Draupadės rankų, išpuošti deimantais. Jėtus. When the day of the Svayamvara arrived, the kings were invited into the stadium. They came through the northern gate and took their seats on the golden thrones. No, visi monarchas. As the monarchs entered, thousands of trumpets blared and kettle drums resounded throughout the stadium. Many rishis, all of them shining like the sun, entered through the eastern gate. The terraces adorned with countless wreaths and garlands, were filled with Panchala citizens. As they floated into the stadium, the colorfully dressed people made a sound like the roar of the ocean. The scent of black aloe and frankincense wafted throughout the stadium as everyone settled into their places. The Pandavas entered with the Brahmins and took their place in their midst, unnoticed by anyone. They looked around the arena. At the head of all the assembled kings sat Duryodhana and his brothers, resembling a blazing planet surrounded by 100 bright stars. Bhima felt his anger rising, but Yudhishthira checked him with a glance. They couldn't risk being discovered yet. Nu va pasirodė ir Duryodhana atvyko. The ceremony had begun. Actors and dancers were entertaining the crowd. Brahmins were performing fire sacrifices. Drupada was distributing charity. Matom, kiekviena kasta užsiminėjo savo veiklą. All of this continued for 15 days, and with each day, the attendance swelled. The Pandavas were astonished to see Drupada's affluence. The Panchala king was distributing heaps of gold and gems to the Brahmins. Although dressed as Brahmins, the Pandavas didn't go forward to collect charity, but remained in their places awaiting the day when Draupadi would appear. Galime sezot 15 dienų. Kalnai aukso. Kur tas auksas dingęs? Niekas nežino. On the 16th day, the princess, dressed in robes of shining yellow silk and adorned with brilliant ornaments, entered the arena. In her hand, she held a golden dish containing the nuptial garland, which she would place around the neck of the man who successfully passed the test her father had set. Ai, reiškia, pirmą testą turėjo praeiti, o po to gauti ranką. Blogai ten supratau. Maniau, kad pirmą gaus, o po to bus pastestas. Tai bent jau sakinys buvo išverstas, bet... Gentle music from the flute, tabor and vina played as Drupadi walked toward her seat next to her father. Seeing her beauty, the kings and princes suddenly stood up and brandished their weapons. They boasted to one another in loud voices, I shall win this princess. None can equal my strength and prowess. Draupadi will be mine. Taigi varžybos vyrų dėl moterų ir moterų varžybos dėl vyrų vyksta nuo neatmenamų laikų. Tai turbūt seniausia sporto šaka. Kokia tai gali būti? That host of princes seemed like an agitated ocean as they rose and boasted of their power. Afflicted by the god of love and staring at one another in jealousy, they slapped their arms and held aloft their bows and swords, looking like so many Himalayan elephants maddened by desire while in rut. The celestial chariots of the gods, led by the guardians of the four quarters of the universe, Yamaraja, Indra, Kuvera, and Vayu, settled above the arena. Reiškia, pusdeviai net dalyvavo, pagrindiniai visatos pusdeviai. Sidhas, Sharnas, Nagas, Rudras, Daityas, Danavas, and Guhakas, assembled in the canopy of the sky, curious to witness Drupada's sacrifice, and the selection of Draupadi's husband. Susizduojam, kok ir visi tai matė. The great rishis, headed by Narada, Angira, and Parvatya, stood in the sky among the gods, appearing like suns. Ai, nasau, nu čia ir įvykis. Čia tau ne Obamos parinkimai. When the five Pandava brothers saw Draupadi's dark and lovely face, they felt their hearts pierced as if by darts. They stood up from their seats and gazed at her exquisite form as she moved gracefully to her father's side. On the opposite side of the arena were the Yadavas from Mathura. Sitting in their midst, Krishna noticed the Pandavas stand. Krishna Dalivavata. He looked closely at the five brothers and, turning to Balarama, said, "In my opinion, those five men over there are the Pandavas. Over there are the Pandavas." Krishna indicated the brothers with a slight nod of his head. "I heard a rumor that my cousin survived in the fire in Varanavata. This now seems true. What is your opinion, Rama?" Balarama carefully observed each of the five brothers. There was no doubt. They were Kunti's sons. He turned and smiled at Krishna, who returned his smile, but they remained silent about their discovery. Tai ir taip kaip paramatmas viską žinojo. Da, žaidžia tokius žaidimus. By now all the princes were gazing only at Drupadi and her father. None of them noticed the Pandavas in their midst. Drupada waved to them and, biting their lips in anger and envy toward one another, they sat down. As celestial flowers fell from the sky, the sound of the countless conches and kettle drums filled the stadium. Draupadi's brother Drishtadyumna stood up like a golden flagstaff raised in honor of Indra. The stadium fell silent as he announced the names of all the kings and princes present. Reiškia, buvo tie karaliai, tiek princai. Bet reikia supras, kad pūsdėjai pagrindinė visatos, jie irgi stebėjo. Neaišku, dėl ko jie daugiau susirinko, ar dėl ritualo, ar dėl Draupadės vestu. He first named the princes from Hastinapura, then those from Mathura, then all those attending from hundreds of other countries and provinces. Iš šimtai kitų šalių, reiškia, atvyko kažkas ir iš vakarų, ir iš, gal ir iš Afrikos dabartinės, ir iš Europos, ir iš rytų. Nežinau, čia tik tokia spėlionė. Nes Bharata Varsha tais laikais apėmė visą planetą, visą Žemės planetą. Drishtadyumna held his sister's arm and said in a voice that trembled like thunder, "This princess will be won today by he who can hit the mark." The prince pointed to the huge pow lying on a golden table. Viskas išauks. Pas mus dantį, jeigu auksiniai sėda žmogus per gyvenimą, jau gerai, ir du, ar trys. Čia auksiniai stalai, auksų išpošti vartai. Tie kalnai aukso dalinami braunams. There is the bow and the arrows you must use. Truly do I say that whoever shoots an arrow through the device and into the target will win Draupadi's hand. Only one of noble birth and great prowess will be capable of this feat. Drishtadyumna sat down near his father. Draupadi instructed his priest to kindle the sacrificial fires for the Svayamvara ceremony. Aiškia, pusdėjus susirinko būtent Svayamvaros ceremonijos sudalyvauti ritualę, kuris skirta Svayamvaros ceremonijai. The sounds of thousands of Brahmins reciting Vedic prayers filled the arena. Thousands, tūkstančiai Brahmanų gėdojo vidinis maldas. The king looked around at the assembled princes. He was not impressed. None of these proud monarchs looked like a suitable match for his daughter. The king thought of Arjun. If only that prince were still alive. He had heard a rumor that the Pandavas had escaped the fire. But where were they now? This test could only be passed by someone of Arjuna's ability. Drupada had deliberately devised a test that only Arjuna could pass in hopes that the Pandava might appear. Aha, reiškia, jis padarė, kad pandavai atsirastų, kad Ardžiuna praeitų, nes jis norėjo Ardžiunas atiduot ranką. Ardžiunas, kad tekėtų jo dukra, ir dėl to padarė tokį išbandymą. Yaja had promised him he would obtain a daughter from his sacrifice who would become Arjuna's wife. How could the rishi's words prove false? Drupada looked on anxiously as each king and prince was called to try the test. Reiškia, Yaja buvo išpranašavęs, visi sakė, kokie galingi išminčiai. Pranašavo į priekį daug metų. With their crowns and golden earrings glinting in the warm sunshine, the kings and princes strode up one by one to the bow. It was only with considerable effort that they were able to even lift the massive weapon from the table. Having somehow managed that and finally getting it upright, they then had to bend and string it. These kings couldn't manage the task even in their imaginations. The bow would bend slightly, then spring back with great force. The princes were thrown to the ground, their bodies bruised, and their crowns and garlands scattered. As they each took their turn and were in turn humiliated, they returned to their fine golden thrones, straightening their shining ornaments as they walked. Panting for breath, their romantic order dispelled. The princess sat silently shaking their heads. Karna's turn came. Seeing him march toward the bow like a golden mountain entering the arena, the Pandavas considered that the target had been struck and the princess won. As he approached the bow, however, Drupadi stood up and said in a loud voice, "I shall not accept a charioteer's son as my husband." Nova. Knowing that Karna was the son of Adiratha, leader of the Sutas, who generally acted as chariot drivers, Draupadi exercised her prerogative and denied him the opportunity to attempt the test. Karna blushed deeply and laughed in vexation. Glancing at the sun, he turned and strode back to his seat. He ground his teeth and wrung his hands in anger, but said nothing. The powerful king of the Chedish, Shishupala, was next. With great effort, he bent the bow into a semicircle, then lost his grip as he tried to string it. He was thrown onto his back and lay there exhausted for several moments before turning to his seat defeated. Then Jarasandha, lord of the Magadha country, and scourge even of the gods, took his turn. He bent the bow and held it in one hand while trying to string it with the other. Again the bow resisted and he was thrown to his knees. Sneering at the other monarch's weakness, Duryodhana strode up. A silence fell upon the assembly as the king of Hastinapura bowed to Draupada. Faktiškai Hastinapura tai buvo imperijos širdies. Ir čia Duryodhana, kaip tarsi būdamas imperatorius, nusilenkė Draupadai. The king nodded slightly and Duryodhana lifted the bow. He strung it deftly and placed on its string one of the golden shafted arrows. Tai Duryodhana stiprus buvo. Taking careful aim, he lost the arrow. It sped upwards and passed cleanly through the rotating hole, but missed the target by a hair's breadth. The prince angrily threw down the bow and returned to his seat. Reiškia, sukosi lėkštė, pakabinta ant stulpo, su viena skylė. Reikėjo šauti ją, prašauti su strėlė pro tą skylę ir pataikyti į taikinį. Ir jisai Prašovė per labai nedidelį atstumą. Knowing that it was Draupadi's destiny to marry Arjuna, none of the Yadava kings, including Krishna and Ram, attempted the test. Mm. They simply watched and laughed as the bow hurled each of the princes to the ground. They breathed a sigh of relief when Duryodhana's arrow whistled past the target. That wicked man didn't deserve a prize like Draupadi, but where was Arjuna? Only Krishna and Balarama felt no apprehension. They looked across at the Brahmins' compound. Now all the kings had tried and failed. Draupadi was still holding the bright red garland on its golden dish. Drishtadyumna called for any last contestants. Arjuna looked at Dhaumya, who smiled and nodded. The prince stood up and walked into the center of the arena. The assembled Brahmins roared in joy and waved their deer skins. Savo hebra suregavo. Jisai gyveno, juk jie visi galvoja, kad čia Brahmanai. Maybe a simple Brahman would succeed where even the proud mighty kings of the earth couldn't. Reiškia, Brahmanai galvoja, čia Brahmanas išėjo. Nulankus paprasas, kokie ir pandavai buvo, gal jam pasiseks. And if any Brahman could succeed, it would be this one. Arjun looked like a dark cloud as he advanced toward the bow. He moved like a lion. Not all the Brahmins agreed. Some of the elder Brahmins were doubtful. Fearing that Arjuna would humiliate the Brahmin class by this rash act, they spoke out loudly. How can one untrained in arms and lacking strength succeed where even the lords of this world have failed? Stop that youth. It's merely out of childish impetuosity or vanity that he's attempting this impossible task. We shall all be made to look ridiculous. Nu va, čia visą brahmanų klasę paniks. Other Brahmins demurred. Just look more close at this boy. His arms and thighs resemble the trunks of mighty elephants. His shoulders are broad and he appears as powerful as a maddened lion. He may well succeed. Surely, he wouldn't have gone forward if he lacked energy and power. Some of them described the power of Brahmins. Whether possessed of physical strength or not, Brahmins were always powerful by virtue of their spiritual strength. No Brahmin should ever be disregarded. Once all the earth's warriors had been annihilated by Parashurama, who was a Brahmin. The great Rishi Agastya had drunk the entire ocean. There was nothing a Brahmin couldn't achieve. This youth shouldn't be checked. Yes, let him go forward. He will easily string the bow and strike down the target. The elders replied, so be it, and again took their seats. Vis tiek, vyresnėjai brahmanai turėjo pritarti vyresnėjai. Arjuna reached the center of the arena and, after bowing to the king, spoke in a voice that echoed around the stadium. Is it permissible for a Brahmin to attempt this test? Draupada looked curiously at the Brahmin, then gave his assent. It is never disgraceful for rulers to be subordinated by the power of Brahmins. The king replied, indeed, they are protected by that power, even as Vishnu protects the gods. Arjuna turned to the bow and, folding his palms, bowed low before it. Within his mind, he prayed to Krishna. Having walked respectfully around the bow 3 times, he took it up in his right hand. In moments he had strung it and placed a golden arrow on the string. A complete hush fell over the stadium as Arjuna stood absolutely still with the bow drawn to a full circle. Pilnai tempė lanką, gavosi apskritimas. He knelt and aimed upwards at the target. Suddenly he released the arrow and it shot up with blinding speed. Passing cleanly through the hole, it struck the target in its center. As the tiger clattered to the ground with the arrow sticking from it, the stadium erupted. The people rose to their feet and cheered, while musicians played innumerable instruments. Drums, trumpets, and conches resounded, and bards immediately composed poems glorifying Arjuna's achievement. O, kokia buvo dainininkai gabus, jie iškart galėjo sukomponuoti dainas apie Arjunos pasiekimus. The gods praised Arjuna and sent down showers of celestial flowers. The Brahmins rose in a body, waving their garments and water pours, and leaping about in joy. But the kings and princes were seized with shame and the utter exclamation of grief and despair. Drupada, his eyes expanded in happiness, gazed in wonder as the mysterious Brahmin walked toward the royal dais. Who was he? Could it actually be Arjuna? The king noticed the other monarchs becoming agitated. There was clearly going to be a fight. Drupada turned to his chief minister and commanded that his army stand ready. He then told Drupadi to accept the Brahmin as her husband. The princess looked at Arjuna as he approached the dais. She was immediately attracted by this godlike youth with the gentle demeanor. Maybe he was Arjuna, as Yaja had promised. Even if he were not, there was certainly no shame in marrying him. He was a Brahmin, and Brahmins were always considered superior to the ruling class or Kshatriyas. And although he appeared to be a Brahmin, he was especially powerful and obviously self-controlled. This union was surely sanctified by the presence of Krishna, the all-powerful Lord of the creation. Draupadi approached Kunti's son and joyfully placed the garland around his neck. Seeing Draupadi actually accept the Brahmin, father infuriated the kings. Yudhishthira decided it was time to leave. He rose up with his brothers and walked toward the stadium gates. Arjuna followed behind with Draupadi. The Brahmins cheered and praised him as he walked past. From amid the enraged kings, Duryodhana called out, "How does this Drupada deer offend us in this way? He has passed over all the lords of the earth to bestow his daughter upon a pure, poor and unqualified Brahmin. Brahmins should never be allowed to compete in a Svayamvara, which is meant only for the royal order. It seems Drupada invited us only to insult us." Provokacija vyksta. The kings roared in agreement. Well, some of them waved their weapons. Shishupala then said, "The Panchala king is so proud that he thinks none of us his equal. He deserves to be punished at once. Let us act so that our other Svayamvaras don't end in a similar way." Ir priežastį atrado, kuri motivuoto. Kara, the king stood up with their weapons at the ready. They glared at Drupada and moved in a body toward him. Seeing the overwhelming odds, Drupada backed away in fear. Yudhishthira was observing the scene from the gate. Realizing that Drupada, now his father-in-law, was in danger, he ordered Bhima and Arjuna to assist him. The brothers quickly ran up to the dais and placed themselves between Drupada and the other kings. Arjuna still held this sacrificial bow. Bhima tore up a tree from the side of the arena and brandished it menacingly. Bhima savo ginklus ima medžius. The two princes looked like Indra and Yamaraja standing against the massed force of Daityas and Danavas. The hundreds of kings stood back wearily as they looked at the two heroes facing them. Krishna remained unmoved. Watching the two Pandavas preparing to fight, he turned to Balarama and said quietly, "Any doubts there may have been about the identity of these princes should now be gone." None but Bhima could have torn up that soul tree, and who but Arjuna could have struck down the target. O Sankarsana, these are surely the Pandavas. Balarama looked at Bhima and Arjuna as they prepared to ward off the maddened kings. "This is certainly true," he smiled. "It is fortunate indeed that our aunt and her young sons have escaped from the fire of Ranavat." Many Brahmins ran forward to support the two Pandavas. They waved their water pots and deerskins, crying out, "Fear not, we shall fight these arrogant monarchs." Arjuna smiled and gently restrained them. "Stand aside and watch," he said. "My sharp arrows, I shall stop them just as so many snakes are checked by the power of mantras." Krishna advanced to the head of the kings. He shouted, "Although the royal order shouldn't attack Brahmins, it is permissible if those Brahmins stand ready for battle." Krishna Dardavali Dima. Karna stopped at a distance from Arjuna and shot arrows at him. Arjuna, who was supplied with a large number of shafts by Drupada's soldiers, immediately counted all of Karna's arrows with his own. King Shalya of Madras fought with Bhima, and they appeared like two huge elephants colliding together. Duryodhana and the other kings contended lightly with the other Brahmins who still challenged them. They easily held off the ascetic sages, but didn't injure them. Arjuna sent a number of swift arrows at Karna. They pierced his limbs and stunned him with their force. Karna looked upon his opponent with surprise. He hadn't expected such dexterity and martial power. Guarding himself more carefully, he replied with hundreds of straight flying shafts. But Arjuna again knocked down all his arrows before they reached him. Seeing his expertise, the other kings cheered him on. This infuriated Karna. He released thousands of arrows. They filled the air like a flock of golden birds. Still Arjuna countered them, invoking celestial weapons and creating a mass of arrows that sped toward Karna. Reiškia, dangiškai ginklai galėdavo sukurti masę, didelį kiekį šitų strėlių. The two combatants fought with astonishing skill. As they battled, they called out to one another in the language of heroes, "Behold the strong strength of my arms. Guard yourself if you can. See how I counter your moves. Stand ready, for I shall release even more deadly weapons." The other kings stood by and watched open-mouthed, praising both warriors as they displayed their skills. Štai kiti karaliai sustojo kautis, jie išsižiojo. Išsižiojo. Žiūrėjo, kaip kas čia daras. Karna soon realized he was not to gain the upper hand in the fight. So he stopped his attack and addressed Arjuna in a loud voice. "O best of Brahmins, I am pleased with your prowess. Are you the science of arms personified? Perhaps you are Parashurama or Indra, or maybe even the infallible Lord Vishnu. When I am angered, there are none who can fight with me but these personalities, or the son of Kunti." When I am angered, there are none who can fight with me but these personalities, or the son of Kunti, Arjuna. Arjuna smiled. "I am neither Indra nor Parashurama, nor am I any god or divine being. Know me to be a simple Brahmin who has become proficient in arms by his guru's grace. Having mastered both earthly and celestial weapons, I stand here ready to vanquish you in battle." Karna lowered his weapons and became pensive. This was no ordinary Brahmin. It would be better to desist from the fight. A Brahmin's spiritual power was always greater than a Kshatriya's martial power. The great King Vishwamitra, even though well-versed in every divine weapon, couldn't overpower Vasishtha Rishi. And the Brahmin Parashurama single-handedly defeated all the kings of the earth. Karna bowed to the mysterious Brahmin and turned away from the bed. Reiškia, Stia Karna buvo išmintingas. tam tikrų aspektų, jis nusilenkė, neleido savo emocijom. Tas dalykas jis suprato, kad Brahmana jėga visą laik didesnė kšatrė. Elsewhere, Bhima and Shalya were still engaged in a fierce hand-to-hand combat. Locked together, they stamped and rolled about the arena like a pair of maddened elephants fighting for supremacy. Their roars and the sound of their bellows filled the stadium, sometimes pushing, sometimes dragging, and sometimes throwing the other down. They fought with unflagging energy. They struck each other with the force of thunderbolts, laughing loudly as they fought. Suddenly, Bhima lifted Shalya high above his head and whirled him around. He threw the king to a distance and left him lying stunned. Remembering him to be the brother of Madri, Bhima didn't continue his attack upon Shalya. The kings were amazed to see both Karna and Shalya matched by the two Brahmins. They looked in awe upon Bhima and Arjuna, who stood together ready for their assaults. Surely these two are not Brahmins. Who could fight with Karna except Drona or Arjuna? Who could throw down Shalya other than the mighty Balarama or Bhima? None could face Duryodhana except the unconquerable Krishna. Let us establish their lineage before we continue. The other kings hesitating, Krishna came, seeing the kings hesitating, the other kings agreed it was not wise to fight with Brahmins, even if they were offensive. But if these two proved to belong to another class, then the fight could continue with full force. Seeing the kings hesitating, matot vis tiek, matom, kad šitie tai buvo, kova buvo kšatrių žaidimai. Brahmanai ten buvo nevelimi. Brahmanam buvo didelė pagarba, visi žinojo, kad nieks nelaimės prieš Brahmanus. Tai nebuvo Brahmanų veikla. To jie turėjo nustatyti, ar čia tikrai Brahmanai, jiems pradėjo įtarimas, kad čia ne Brahmanai. Seeing the kings hesitating, Krishna came forward and spoke to them, O monarchs, the maiden has been fairly and wonderfully won by the Brahman. There is no need for further fighting. Let us not blight the sacred occasion by necessary bloodshed, especially by assaulting the Brahmins. With gentle words and arguments, Krishna succeeded in dissuading the kings from further aggression. Gradually, they put away their weapons and left the arena. As they went out, they talked together in amazement, wondering who the two mighty armed Brahmins might be.
Tai va, taip ir gavos, kad Krishna nuramino. Be abejo, Krishna nuramino, nes jis yra įkūnita ramybė. Jis yra visos šakti, tam tarp ir ramybės jėga. Ir įtikinimo jėga ir taip toliau. Jis nuramino, nes būtų tęsiasi kova. Bet kaip įdomu, pažiūrėkime. Tokie kraštutinumai. Ir pusdeviai dalyvauja, bet kartu ir kšatriai dalyvauja. Kšatriai gali pralieti kraują per vedybų ceremoniją. Gali patį tėvą nužudyti, nubausti. Taip toliau. Vat ką reiškia, ant kiek aistros buvo daug. Taip jie buvo darybingi, bet vis dėlto nedarybės kūna. Kšatriuose. Kšatrius veikia daugiau aistros kūna, daugiau aistros, tokie spalvingi vediniai laikai ir labai įdomu matyti tą visą socialinę struktūrą. Brahminai stabdė, bet kšatriai neklausė, brahminai, nu, ką jie padarys, nu. Jeigu kšatriai susirinko iš pavydo, kad kažkas laimėjo, nus nukaut. Sugalvoja priežastis, viską. Pagrindė, taip ir mūsų protas, kai jis pavydė kažkam, kad kažkas kažką turi. Pažiūrėjo greičiau pirmą iniciaciją arba antrą.
Arba net senesnę pirmas priėmė. Arba laimėjo knygų platinimo maratonė didesnė vieta, arba geriau gamina valgyti, grįžiau grojom ir dangą, ar geriau paskaitas skaito dar. Dažniausiai protas jisai iš to pavydo. O jisai iš kitą materialį sąmonę, ką padaro, kaip ir šitie karaliai, jie pagrindė, kad galima kautis, galima pralieti kraują, galima net nužudyti drupadą. Jis iš mūsų pasityčia. Kažkai sugalvoja, nu, absurdų sugalvoja kažkai. Ir kaunasi pato. Kažkai prieš brahmanus, matydami, kad čia brahmanai, kaunasi vis tiek. Nors visiškai teisėtai tas, kabutėse, brahmanas ir džiūnai laimėjo. Tai atrodo viskas aišku. Bet vat, ką daro pavydas? Nepripažįsta. Taip ir tie, vat, baktai. Mes, kada nepripažįstam kažkino, tai šaunumo arba išvardintose srityse, sakiau, ar tai ten dvasiniai pažangų, ar ką, mes sugalvojam priežastį, mes, reiškia, sugalvojam argumentus, kad tai yra neteisybė. Jis per anksti gavo iniciaciją, čia kitiem tik atrodo, kad jis gerai paskatą skaito, iš tikrųjų, ten mėgžia kitus lektorius, arba tik šlokoms vaistas, jokių savo originalių minčių nepaduoda. Čia, kaip sakom, šitą sanesą gavo dėl to, kad jį prastumė. Šitą centrą gavo iniciaciją dėl to, kad jį rekomendavo, bet iš tikrųjų jis nekvalifikuotas. Daug tokių visokiausių. Šitas geriau gamina dėl to, kad kai jis pagamina, jis daug įdeda, visiems patinka, va, užtat jis geriau gamina, taip, o iš tikrųjų jis nieko gerai negamina. Kodėl jis arba šitas prezidentų pateko, kodėl jis nekvalifikuotas, aš turėjau patekti prezidentų, šventyklos, arba kokio ten pamokslavimo centro, dar kažko. Jis pavydas neleidžia pripažinti kito žmogaus pranašumo ir neleidžia džiaugtis kito žmogaus laimėjimais. Ir tada vyksta ką? Vyksta arba pasipriešimas, tai blogiausiu atveju, arba apkalbos diskvalifikuoja, diskvalifikacija. Tai šiuo atveju šitie Durjodana diskvalifikavo brahmanus. Ten buvo iš Arjuna. Bet jis diskvalifikavo. Kas čia per toks neaukštos klasės, čia neturtingas brahmanas pasiėmė karališkos dinastijos, reiškia, atstovą, kaip jis galėjo čia dalyvauti, kaip jis čia galėjo. Jis nežiūrėjo, kad pats brahmanas, tai yra tas, at, šita Arjuna šiuo atveju, jis turėjo kvalifikaciją, jis parodė kvalifikaciją. Ir kas svarbiausia, jis Durjodana pats savo priešinos, nes kada Arjuna demonstravo savo karybos įgūdžius Hastinapuro stadione, atėjo Karna. Ir Karna pademonstravo lygiai tokius pačius. Ir Karna norėjo kautis su Arjuna. Taip? Po to. Ir Arjuna pasakė, negali kautis, jis yra vežėjo sūnus. Ne? Tada Durjodana sako, bet jis kvalifikuotas. Čia nereik žiūrėti, koks jo gimimas buvo. Jis parodė, jis kvalifikuotas, parodė tokius pat įgūdžius kaip ir tu. Tai reiškia, jis tuo metu naudoja tą argumentą, nes jam jis buvo patogus. O dabar, kai jis pamatė irgi brahmaną, kuris buvo kvalifikuotas pasimti drupadį, jisai jau atvirkščiai pradėjo šnekėti, va, jisai ne to gimio, jisai negali dalyvauti. Ta pati argumentą davė, kaip jam buvo davę argumentus tame stadione. O jis tada norėjo, kad Karna kautųsi su Arjuna, dėl to, kad Karna buvo jo pusė ir jis galvojo, nors vienas atsirado žmogus, kuris gali lygiom susikauti su Arjuna, nes norėjo atsikratyti Pandavą. Tada jis pasakė, va, čia kodėl, čia prie ko čia gimimas, prie ko čia socialinė padėtis. Kvalifikacija jo tokia aukšta, kad jis gali, būdamas ne karališkos giminės atstovas, kautis su karališkos giminės atstovu. Kadangi jam buvo tas patogus argumentas, tai pasakė, o čia jis pats prieštaravo savo. Va, kvalifikacija buvo. Stoji brahmanas, įveikė testą. Nesvarbu, kokios socialinės padėtys. Jo labiau, kad brahmanas gali priimti kšatriją į savo
šatrės moteris. Tada jis pradėjo prikaišyti jų socialinę statusą. Tai va taip padaro pavydas. Jisai neleidžia pripažinti. Ir mes to naudojam kartais net argumentus, kuriuos patys atmušom kažkada. Bet kada mums reikia, mes panaudojam tos argumentus, kad kitą diskvalifikuot, kad atimti jį nuo laimikio paimti. Dažniausiai šiais laikais galbūt ne tai, kad labai nori nustumti nuo posto, bet labai dažnai apkalbinėja. Va, jis gavo direktoriaus postą, va, jis mūsų įstaigos tapo naujų direktorių. Jis nieko nenusimano, jis ten toks ir toks, toks ir toks. Arba va, jis gavo tokį laipsnį, arba jis gavo, jis tapo notarų, jis baigė medicinos universitetą, jis ten baigė Vytautuką su gerais pažymiais, nes jo tėvai papirko, ten ir taip toliau, taip toliau. Na, aišku, dalis būna tiesos, bet dalis būna ir netiesos. Tiesiog iš pavydo. Žiūrima ne į kvalifikaciją žmogaus, bet žiūrima, kad jo tėvai turtingi, va, socialinis status dažnai žiūrima. Kai jis ten turi draugus įtakingus ar dar kažką. Ir viskas padaroma taip, kad tik tais diskvalifikuota asmenį iš pavydo, kad jis gavo tai, ko tu norėjai gauti. Tai vas iš to dalyko reikia labai atsargiai, kai matom, kad ne mes gavom tai, ko norėjom, o kitas. Tai reikia tada geriau galvot, kad geriau žiūrėti per tą prizmę, kad ir jeigu matom, kad jis tikrai kvalifikuotas, geriau pripažinkim tą kvalifikaciją, kaip Karna. Pamatė, kad kvalifikuotas. Duryodhana niekad nebūtų susitikęs, bet Karna pamatė, jis nusilenkė. Pamatė, taip jis kvalifikuotas, jis turi teisę Draupadį paimto. Duryodhana su visą kitą chebrą. Ką, jie nesutiko. Jie norėjo toliau kautis. Faktiškai būtų toliau kovęs. Jeigu būtų nustatę, kad ten dar kšatrės, tai iš viso, jeigu bramanas, tai gal būtų nustoję. O Karna vis tiek buvo saulės dievo sūnus ir turėjo daugiau matomai dorybės, negu kad Duryodhana su kitais monarchais. Tai tiek būtų, kitą kartą mes pratęsim skaityti, skaitysim 11 skyrių, tai yra apie pandavų vedybas, pandavai veda Draupadį. Hare Krishna.